The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest grew up in part of the Belfast musical scene. Her family, of course, part of the Belfast musical scene. She moved to London to study. She was spotted by Andrew Lloyd Webber when she reached the semi-final of the talent show I'd Do Anything. She then went on to star as Elphaba in the smash hit musical Wicked. And it wasn't long until Broadway came calling. She's going to be in Dublin this weekend as part of her Irish tour. And she joins us now. Rachel Tucker, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, Rachel, I have to ask you, I mentioned Broadway came calling. You have been called by both Broadway and the West End. Which, from a performer's perspective, is more impressive and more enjoyable?
Well, I mean, I suppose coming from this side of the water, the bright lights of Broadway is this. Like, when I was actually on I Do Anything, Andrew's the show, looking for Nancy, I whispered at my exit interview, Antoine, I was like, he says, what's your biggest dream? And I whispered Broadway because I didn't want to sound like, oh yeah, I'm going to make it to Broadway and sound like this cocky Irish lass. But that was my absolute, like, bucket list dream. And then within like 4 or 5 years, it had happened. So, like, I still see thinking about it now. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I pinch myself that was actually part of my career, you know.
How intimidating is it on the first night when you're doing it for real with the crowds and you know that they're out there and you're stepping onto a Broadway stage? How do you control the nerves?
Honestly, if like Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz, if I could have clicked my heels, I would have disappeared and got out of there. It was so petrifying. But the thing is, you have to remind yourself, Anton, you do it because you love it. But those first nights and those, you know, the first couple of nights are really scary because you're worried you're going to forget your lines or your songs or, you know, you're going to mess up.
The other thing with those kind of big performances that I'm always interested in, Rachel, is I went a while ago to one of those, you know, the big touring productions. It was on the Bordgosh Energy Theatre. And yes, I was watching, very impressive. But then you think, this is the matinee. They're going to do another one this evening. They're going to do another two the next day. Yeah, another two. Like, that slog. It's hard work.
Nobody said this, like, 8 shows a week is not easy and it's not glamorous, but there's a love, there's something about it. It's just like I'm filming at the moment, but I am craving to get back to do 8 shows a week. It's so strange. It's like this, I wouldn't say hate, but there's definitely days you wake up and you go, have I seriously got to do 2 of these today? Like any job, you know, you don't always want to do it or be there, but you know it's your job and ultimately you get a big kick out of it, and it's a brilliant job and career. I'm very lucky.
But performance, I assume, is in your blood. I mean, you were at it since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yes. My dad got me singing when I was about the age of 9. He was singing from when he was about 6. And his name was Tommy Tucker. And he literally sung for his supper. They were rather poor. And they used my dad and his voice and his gift for entertaining. And him and his dad went out, used to go around the clubs and pubs and put the hat out. And that's how they'd get their shillings or whatever. And so it wasn't so much like that for me. It was, you know, I was 9 and I used to show up to the bands and of the you know, the clubs around Belfast and Northern Ireland, and that's kind of how I learned how to work a crowd and work an audience, and so cabaret and working with bands and doing my own stuff, and it's really in me, you know, that like I feel like I'm home when I'm on stage, like doing this show that I'm doing this Sunday in Dublin. It's just, I love it. I get a real kick from it, you know.
And what was the music scene in Belfast like when you were 9?
I had a very different childhood and music scene, being brought up with my dad and singing at the weekends. My mates were out going to discos and I was going and singing with my dad, you know. So, and I kind of am still from the old school, like people of a certain age, 50s and 60s, will say, oh, it's not like the old. And actually, those days were the days I was brought up in, because I was only 9 and it was when you could still smoke and the bands were live and kicking. And I was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday out singing. And, you know, there was a real aliveness to the club scene in Belfast and Northern Ireland when I was growing up. And it's no longer, doesn't exist anymore, Antoine. It's actually sad, you know. It's really heartbreaking.
It doesn't, though. It has to be said. I mean, I'm not criticizing the way that you were brought up in any way, shape, or form. But I would have thought that if you list what are the things that a 9-year-old child should be doing on a Saturday night, pub full of cigarette smoke and drunks mightn't be top of the list.
No, but listen, it's what made me. It's honestly what made, it gave me backbone. It, obviously, the smoky atmosphere of a club was not healthy for any child or any person, but you know, back then those health and safety laws and rules were not in place, and you kind of got on with it and you did it. And as long as I was home and out of the club as soon as I'd done my, you know, my gig with my dad. And it was a very interesting musical upbringing, and I loved it. And I, you know, I wouldn't have did it if I didn't, you know, but like I say, it would be very different now. Like, you know, and I kind of think it's a shame because I have a son, 11-year-old boy, who plays the drums, and like I couldn't do that now. Not that I would, not that I'd necessarily want to, but it's just, it was an era of itself, you know, and it was very unique.
Of all of the instruments to give a small child that you know that you're going to have to be in a house with, why did you pick drums?
Do you know what? We're very clever about it, though. It's electric drums. So he puts his headphones on and you can't hear a thing.
Genius.
And in fact, he might even be making a wee appearance in my shows. He did Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk at my album launch, surprised the whole family and got the first standing ovation of the evening, and it was amazing. So I was very, very proud of him.
What a cool family tradition to carry on, that he's playing with you like you did with his grandfather.
I know. Well, this is it. This is what, when I'm just saying that last story about me in the pubs growing up singing with my dad, you know, like that's, you know, I'm trying to pass it on in some way and keep the musicality in the family. And, you know, and he actually is now, I can see him getting really addicted to it and like really, really wanting to be there and be part of it and be part of the show. So I love being able to pass that on.
You mentioned the kind of vibes in the clubs around Belfast when you were growing up. Obviously, the smoking is long since gone, but you're coming to Dublin on Sunday to play in one of the closest versions that we have now to that kind of environment, the Sugar Club, which is a cool venue.
Yes, I am. I have heard about the Sugar Club for so long. I am so excited and thrilled to be able to play there. I cannot wait, Anton.
Oh, it's a fun venue, and it's intimate without being small. It's a lovely spot. So you're, that's Sunday the 8th of September. Tickets, £35. If people want to get tickets, Rachel, where do they get them?
On the website or on my website. You should. It's very easy. Sugarclub.com.
And am I allowed to ask set list? Because you have such a wide range of music that you have done.
Lots of my back catalogue of musicals. Come From Away, Wicked, We Will Rock You, Sunset Boulevard, and lots of standards that people know. It's not just all musicals, you know. I like to mix it up a bit. So, and it's my album that I've just released, You're Already Home. It's a lot of that, so I'm really, really excited.
On the topic of musicals, where we started was your discovery by Andrew Lloyd Webber. What's he like?
Oh, he's an absolute gent. He is he's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I'm driving at.
Yes, he is his own boss. He's a very, very talented musician, and he knows what he wants. And it's been amazing because it's been like a full circle moment for me, especially with Sunset Boulevard there. When I did the program with him, like it was 15 years ago, and then I hadn't worked with him since Sunset, and it was like he saw a mature side of me. You know, I was 26 when I was on the program, and then I was, you know, 42. So it was like, it was a real full circle moment. And he was very proud. He was very proud of me.
But it must be interesting when you're 26, because he always strikes me as like, as Kubrick is to movies, he was to musicals, or is to musicals. Yes. That if he decides, yep, she's good, that's it. It's a light switch. You're made.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. It is. But you have to be, like Andrew, they're all very specific. They want you to be right for that role, for that show. You know, there's no like, oh, just because I like her, I'll put her in every show. You know, they're all very specific about it. So, which is fair, because I'm not right for everything. And I like that they're like, oh, yes, we've now got her the right role at the right time, you know.
That has to be hard to come to terms with, though. I always think of, you know, that Christy Hennessy line, Roll Back the Clouds, where it's, yes, sir, I would sing on Mars. I'll do any gig, I'll do any role, just give me the job. It has to be hard to accept that some casting just isn't for you.
That's it. It is. And listen, there's more no's in this business than there is yes. Like, you know, this year I've probably taped for self-tape for TV film about 40 or 50 times, and I've had maybe 3 jobs this year.
Hard. I mean, I know it's the business, but that's a hard business.
Is it really? It's brutal. But this is why I've got my feet in, I think, both lands. Like My singing has really, you know, it's tided me over, like more than tided me over. It, you know, when I'm wanting to focus a bit more on TV and film and actually being able to do gigs, you know, not every actress can do that. I've got a band and a show that I can put it on and put out and do a bit of filming as well whenever it comes in, you know. So I think I'm trying to get the best of both worlds, you know what I mean? And it's working out all right.
And you've got your own resident drummer now, so you can keep your costs down, which is always handy.
my son on tour with me, hilarious. Sorry, school.
Rachel, really appreciate it, because we know, I don't want to declare what you're filming, but you're currently in the process of filming, and I know there's probably a makeup trailer roaring for you to join them. So thank you very much for taking the time. If you want to see Rachel...
I'm actually sitting in the chair right now.
You're sitting in the makeup chair?
Sorry. Oh, I am. The girls are being very quiet, bless them.
Well, pass on our thanks and gratitude for them being willing to hold off the foundation long enough for us to talk to you. Rachel, great pleasure to chat to you. That is Rachel Tucker, and if you want to see her, she's going to be playing the Sugar Club in Dublin this weekend, Sunday the 8th of September 2024.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.